This is Cheryl Kay, your host for the Jazz Disturbance on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 5th Sunday of each month from our Hudson studio.
Hello, this is your Midnight Marauder program. I'm on the front of your cover. I will be enhancing your cassettes and CDs with certain facts that you may find beneficial. The average bounce meter for your Midnight Marauder program will be in the area of 95 BPM. We hope that you will find our presentation precise, bass-heavy, and just right.
Hi, I'm Stan Raven. I used to be from somewhere else, but I'm not there anymore. And you are listening to WGXC Acro 90.7 FM.
I just heard some terrible news, honey.
What's that, dear?
WGXC is going off the air.
Oh, no, they didn't get my donation of 45 cents and a cup of old coffee.
Ah, well, you can go to the website, wavefarm.org or wgxc.org, and give them a donation. You can do it monthly, online, by check. You can even give them your stocks.
Oh, I'm not giving them my stocks, honey. My Apple stock just went up.
Oh, you love that Apple stock.
Oh, and I love apples and peaches from the orchards of the Hudson Valley.
Oh, boy.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Emily Munson reports for the Times Union that a bipartisan breakthrough on immigration for American farmers was announced October 30th that may have an impact in New York. The proposal, backed by both House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, would create a path to legal status for thousands of undocumented farm workers. The legislation, if passed into law, would affect the 4,000 New York dairy farms and 55,000 agricultural workers in the state, including many believed to be undocumented. Republican Elise Stefanik said, and I quote, "We are fortunate to have a wide range of agricultural operations in the North Country that create jobs and drive our economy, and we are one of the top dairy producing districts in the country. Securing a reliable and skilled workforce is essential to maintain the success of those operations," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced October 30th that New York is one of 24 states awarded a grant from the Centers for Disease Control to determine mortality rates and address racial disparities. The governor also announced the members of his new Maternal Mortality Review Board, which was created to review the cause of each maternal death in the state and make recommendations to the Department of Health on strategies for preventing future death and improving overall health outcomes. Neither announcement is particularly relevant in Greene and Columbia counties, as Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson stopped offering childbirth services October 1st. The National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory for the entire Hudson Valley and a flood watch for Schoharie, Albany, and Rensselaer counties through Friday, November 1st. Both notices went into effect at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, October 30th, and continue through 8 p.m. Friday, November 1st. A storm with heavy rain, 1 to 2 inches are expected, and winds 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts up to 50 miles an hour are expected October 31st, putting a damper on Halloween. The Daily Freeman reports that the weather may keep some home from trick-or-treating this Halloween, but the law also may stop the hauntings. Many municipalities have curfews for Halloween. In the village of Catskill, it is 9 p.m. October 31st to 6 a.m. November 1st for ages 17 and under, unless accompanied by a parent, legal guardian, or person over 21 and approved by a parent. In the town and village of Saugerties, the curfew is 8 p.m. for ages 17 and under. The city of Kingston is 8 p.m. for ages 16 and under, but there are no curfews in Woodstock, Hyde Park, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, or Tivoli. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Welcome to the better weather. The rain is here, folks, and it isn't leaving. It will weaken around noon, but will get heavier around trick-or-treat time. The wind will be picking up this afternoon, too, with gusts over 30 miles per hour. Be sure to bring umbrellas, jackets, and maybe reconsider makeup options for the little ones. Temperatures will be moderate today, starting at 60 and reaching 68 by 2 p.m. Overnight temperatures will fall back down to the low 50s. Rain will end by dawn, and tomorrow will be windy with a high of only 54. Here's a new stat we're going to phase in. Snow's closest reach is 450 miles away. Over on the river, high tides will be at 5:45 a.m. and at 6:08 p.m. Low tides will be at 12:03 a.m. and at 12:11 p.m. Water temperature will be 53 degrees. Looking way up, we see a conjunction of Jupiter and the crescent moon after sundown. Six near-Earth objects are on their way for today and tomorrow. The closest one splits the distance between the moon and the Earth and is 17 meters wide. Current solar wind speed is 423 kilometers per second at 12.6 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4. Unsettled. Trick or treat! If you don't want to contribute to gingivitis or the obesity epidemic, consider instead donating to the community's future. WGXE is a brick in that future's foundation. All you have to do is call 518-697-7400 or do it online at wgxe.org/donate.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Anna Friz of Santa Cruz, California. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXE sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxe.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Here's why I did not go to work today. Thursday is such a crazy day. Thursday has its own peculiar way of saying hey. Sometimes Thursday almost makes you want to run away. Thursday is such a crazy, lazy day.
And happy Halloween to everyone. This is Cheryl Kay sitting in for the insufferable Tom DiPietro and the effervescent Ellen Thurston on the Thursday WGXC afternoon show from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. today. It is Halloween. Ooh, and we got some spooky things going on, but good spooky.
If Thursday was a boat, I bet it'd sink. I did on Monday, I tried it on Tuesday.
This is the last day of the WGXC Fall 2019 Community Collaborators On Air Pledge Drive. And we are so close, and I mean so close. Our station manager, Lynn Sloniker, has told us that we are down to like the last eight people. As you know, WGXC is trying to get rid of the pledge drive as it exists now and just rely on you, our listeners and sustaining supporters, those of you who contribute each month at WGXC.org/donate or at 518-697-7400. We are that close, people. We're going all the way until 11:59 p.m. this evening.
Thursday, such a crazy lady. Don't get me wrong, it's just that Thursday's twice as long as it should be, is twice as long.
Well, so much for that. As I'm waiting for music to play, we are getting ready for a pre-recorded interview with composer and arranger Adam Rudolph. He's performing this Saturday with his Go Organic Orchestra and the Brooklyn Raga Massive. And we are looking for your support, as I said, at WGXC.org/donate. And at 518-697-7400. It's so important to sustain community creative radio in our region, in Greene and Columbia counties. And as you know, at WGXC.org, we are all around the world. 518-697-7400 and online at WGXC.org/donate. The performance coming up at Hudson Hall, located at 327 Warren Street, this Saturday, starts at 7 p.m.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
And this is what we're going to do as we get ready for that interview with Adam Rudolph. We have the latest release by the group. It's called Ragmala. Again, this is a collaborative work between Go Organic Orchestra and Brooklyn Maga Raga Massive. And it's on Meta Records. If you become a sustaining supporter during this interview at 518-697-7400 or online at WGXC.org/donate, we will include the release Ragmala a garland of ragas. So let's make a count on the last day of the WGXC pledge drive, 518-697-7400. A sustaining supporter who calls in and becomes a supporter at a minimum of $10 will receive that release. Again, we're getting ready for that interview with Adam Rudolph in just a bit, but I'd like to hear the ringy ding ding, WGXC.org/donate. Or 518-697-7400. Oh, so close to our goal of 50 sustaining supporters every month. And money-wise, we're getting there too. We're well over half of having $5,000 at least to sustain us every single month. And coming up, the interview with Adam Rudolph, percussionist, composer, arranger. 518-697-7400 or online at WGXC.org/donate. Again, a sustaining supporter who calls in and supports for at least $10 minimum a month gets the release, Ragmala, a garland of ragas. Guest is visionary, composer, improviser, and percussionist Adam Rudolph, who's been hailed as a pioneer in world music and master percussionist. Adam will lead his own Go Organic Orchestra and the musicians of Brooklyn Raga Massive in a performance at Hudson Hall, 327 Warren Street in Hudson, New York, on Saturday, November 2nd. The new release by Go Organic Orchestra and Brooklyn Raga Massive is called Ragmala, a garland of ragas on Meta Records. Well, Adam, thank you for joining us at WGXC.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. So I guess the question is, what's it like traveling with 40 other musicians?
Well, we travel. I mean, actually, I go all around the world and teach and share the Go Organic Orchestra concept in residencies with orchestras and conservatories and ensembles. So I actually don't travel abroad or travel far with my home group, which is the home-based group, which is the New York-based group. But, you know, the Hudson Theater is within driving distance, and we were in Philadelphia a few weeks ago. So, of course, for me, it's always a special pleasure to be able to perform with the New York Ensemble, because those are the musicians who have been working with me the longest and are most adept and in tune with the concept of Go Organic Orchestra.
How did Go Organic Orchestra meet Brooklyn Raga Massive?
So Trina Basu, who plays violin with the Go Organic Orchestra since, I don't know, at least 10, 12 years, she's also a member of the Brooklyn Raga Massive with Arun She's married to Arun Ramamurthy, and they who was a co-founder. So once they started that organization, it's a collective, I think a loose collective of musicians, both Hindustani, North Indian, and South Indian Carnatic musicians, who are mostly based in Brooklyn or in the New York area. So she thought it would be a great collaboration, and so we've talked about it for many years. And finally, David Ellenbogen, who's the, I think, the director now of the Brooklyn Raga Massive, we put it all together, and we did a concert. They do a concert series at the Rubin Museum of Art. And when we did the concert in the spring of 2018, it was just hugely successful, and musically, as well as the audience feeling. So I decided we should make a recording together. I was already working on new music to make a new record of Go Organic Orchestra, and I thought a collaboration with them would be felt really like the right thing at the right time.
What can the audience, our audience, expect to hear on Saturday, November 2nd, inside of Hudson Hall?
I always urge the audience to leave their expectations at the door and to come with a an open mind, an open spirit. I think you'll be playing some of the music on air, which will give some idea of the feeling and the sound of the project. But my philosophy of music really has to do surrounds the idea of spontaneous composition, which is in alignment with the idea of raga. You know, different ragas in Indian music are played at different times of day and different seasons, and so we try to respond to the feeling of the place, the feeling of the audience. And so when I conduct the orchestra, we have a general, there is a score and a roadmap, but the way that I conduct, I call it spontaneous conducting, really allows the music to unfold in the moment. So I would say to the audience, it's actually a great opportunity and really exciting opportunity for them to kind of engage and get on board with us, and to travel into the ever-shifting horizon, to see where the music's going to go. Nobody knows what's going to happen next, and what a great ride that is. You know, kind of not unlike life itself, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Name two misconceptions that you've encountered with the term world music.
Well, the problem with the term world music, and by the way, I've been doing what people call world music before they called it world music, right? In 1978, you know, I started the Mandingo Griot Society with Fode Musasuso, one of the first groups to really do a mixture of traditional African music with rhythm and blues. Nowadays, it's something fairly common, but at the time, in 1977, 78, it was pretty unusual. It was. We were amongst the first. The problem with world music, the term world music for me, is that it implies some idea of the other. And in other words, I remember touring with El Shankar, the great South Indian violinist in the 90s, and he always said he really objected to the term because he says, I live in the world too. You know, I mean, I'm from India. So we all live in the world, right? So, you know, world music implies some kind of other, and other than what, based upon whose viewpoint, you know? So that's the primary problem with it to me, is that it implies this idea of otherness. And actually, the spirit, the mysticism, the creative inspiration for what I do with Go Organic Orchestra or Moving Pictures or Karuna, any of my projects, is about the idea of sharing and dialogue and communication and the evolution of music itself, pushing the boundaries, experimenting, looking for new ways to create together. So that is actually belies the idea of otherness, because when we think about ourselves in a humanistic terms, of course, there is no other, right? Martin Buber wrote that beautiful book, I and Thou. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We say namaste. And also, in addition to the humanity of the connectedness, why? Because what is it that transcends these perceptions of language, race, ethnicity, blah, 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 all these things? The transcendent factor in religion, for that matter. What is the transcendent factor? The transcendence is that each human being has creative imagination. Every human being has imagination and creativity within them. This is a universal. So this is what we tap into and where we connect. So there is no otherness that way. Also, if I could add, in a musical terms, my interest has to do, as I mentioned earlier, with elements. And elements transcend style. Elements are universal. Elements have to do with the physical reality in which we live. And the ultimate unifying element, of course, is vibration itself, of which we are, and which everything in the universe is, things vibrating at various rates, from a rock to a thought. So when we deal with elements, the unison manifests as a polarity, which has to do with sound, color, and motion, vibration. So without going further into that, at this right now, I would just say that these elements exist, whether you're talking about a raga, whether you're talking about tala, the North Indian drumming system, whether you're talking about cyclic verticalism, my own concept of rhythm, whether you're talking about the intervallic cosmograms and matrices I use in the score, all of these things, or you're talking about Bach or Charlie Parker, everybody's dealing with these universal elements of color, sound, which has to do with the overtones, harmonic systems, melodic systems, timbre, and motion, because we perceive reality as rhythm and motion. We're temporal beings. So the idea of rhythm. That's why we put that quote, I love that quote, that Carnatic saying on the release of Ragmala. It's a famous proverb. It says, melody is the mother and rhythm is the father.
In the liner notes, you thank improvisational musicians Dr. Yusuf Lateef and Don Cherry, quote, who opened the doors to the world for us all. What philosophies and concepts from both do you carry through in your work?
Well, that's a really good question. And I guess I would start my answer by saying that the music I came up in is an oral tradition. Recently, it's moved into institutions like schools. But I came up in a period where in the 60s and early 70s, where it was still primarily an oral tradition. And by that, I mean that the younger musicians learned from being in ensembles and performing with the elders. Now, I just as a side note, I want to say this is very interesting because this is similar to how Indian music is learned, although it's a more formal relationship between a guru and a student. But it's the same kind of idea. Now, your question to me is a really good question, because what did I glean from my elders who performing with them, Don Cherry, who I started working with in 1978, and Yusuf Lateef, who I started working with in 1988. And I would put it this way. We begin our desire to be involved in music by the what of it, what I call the what. And that is a certain style of music, what you grow up around, what you hear, your environment. For me, it was growing up around the great blues musicians who lived in my neighborhood, like Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters, the great new music people like the Art Ensemble of Chicago and Air. But what our elders show us is that we move from the what into the how. So how has to do with methodology, has to do with process, learning how to generate your own creative process, being studious, being willing to take risks, being able to experiment, being open to intuition. That's the how that I think I learned from Don Cherry and Yusuf Lateef. It wasn't something they said necessarily, but it had to do with their creative attitude. Now, the third part is what I call the why. So we move from the how to the what to the why. And the why touches on what you and I, Cheryl, talked about a bit the other day. It has to do with the mysticism of creativity and of life itself. I mean, we inhale and we exhale until we have our last exhalation. So the creative motivation, what I spoke about before, that universal idea of creative imagination, what Don and Yusuf showed in terms of the why is the cultivation of intuition and ultimately moving from being a musician to becoming music. They were beings who were, I would say that they were, when I say they are music, they were in tune. They were in harmony, they were in rhythm, and there was a generosity of sharing and also an openness and humility to learning and the constant desire to learn and be humble and open to every kind of, not just musical experience and creative experience, but a life experience itself without filters, without judgment. I mean, this is the process of what we're reaching for. It has to do with what we call the mysticism of sound and music. So I hope that answers the question in some way.
Oh, yes, indeed. And a lot for me to think about.
Okay, yeah. Wonderful. Me too. Yeah. I'm still thinking about it.
You've developed an original music notation and conducting system. Let's start with your conducting system. That is what Saturday's audience will see. How would you describe it compared to what probably most audience members are accustomed to and comfortable with seeing?
Well, I hope they're comfortable with this too. there's nothing to make them uncomfortable. Referencing what I said before, which is that the music is going to unfold in the moment. So that's right. If you go to see an orchestra playing, you know, Beethoven or some other marvelous music like that, and you're familiar with the piece, you're going to see the rendering of that, the conductor helping to render the composer's vision as they see fit, you know. Now, there's a certain kind of even hierarchy in that the conductor is there to guide the musicians to play exactly what is written. Now, it's difficult for me to talk about the conducting that I do separate from the score materials and separate from the musicians who perform it. And so I want to just take a moment to say that it's really the important thing is to understand about the relationships between those things. But that's what's important, the relationship. And the relationship, so I'll start by saying something about the conducting. I invented my own way of conducting. I don't know anything really about Western conducting. I think of my conducting more than leading. It's more akin to the idea of an electrical conductor, that I'm trying to receive the impulse of the moment, the spontaneity of what my intuition leads me to do in terms of directing the musicians, but also I'm in tune with them, because although when I conduct a certain gesture from the score, how they're going to interpret it comes back to me. I have a general idea, but the specifics of it might be different. So I'm always open to moving and letting the music flow and move in a way that cannot be predicted even by myself. This is important. What I think is beautiful for the audience to experience is that the general idea is to create a musical environment which inspires the musicians performing and elicits in them, challenges them to bring forth their own inner voice and express their voice in the music. So you're hearing this collective idea, not just of my ideas, although I've created the framework and compositions for it, but also their expression in the moment. And then the collective expression. So what people will hear November 2nd, although it might sound vaguely familiar to the recording they're going to hear on the radio, it's actually going to be completely unique to that moment, never to be rendered exactly that way again. Which is how life, you know, each day dawns but once, and each day is unique. There's routine, but there's also novelty.
How does your musical notation look compared to the American English notation, if that makes sense? Can you describe what it looks like?
Yeah, and I just should say the American English, it's not really American. It's a European system, mm-hmm, of notation that really has its roots in Gregorian chant. And in fact, I discovered early on, back in the 70s when I was doing a lot of research into the music of the Babenzeli and Mbuti and certain Central African and West African music, that, you know, it's one way to notate music, right? As we know, there's these five lines and a clef mark and these dots on the page that indicate, you know, a pitch and a rhythmic, but it's very limited, actually. And so I think it's important for people to step back and don't think of it as like the standard. It's standard for some people in the world, but if you looked at the notation of the Guqin music from China, for example, or Balinese gamelan, even when there is notation, it's very different. Most musics, of course, you have no notation. It's oral tradition. Anyway, my idea is with the Go Organic orchestras, I want the least amount of notation possible. So just to make it simple, it's a little bit hard to describe, but I use what I call intervallic matrices and cosmograms. A cosmogram is something, so they might look like their note. So if I want an A instead of marking A on the score, I'll write the letter A, and it'll be the cosmogram might be a it's a design shape that shows the relationship, possible relationships between the different notes. The matrices are not unlike what Arnold Schoenberg developed, I guess, even 100 years ago when he developed his magic squares. But I use different kinds of systems with that. So it's like boxes with letters in them. But here's the important point. Why am I using these intervallic matrices and cosmograms at all? So there's a precedent for it. In the 1960s, when Ornette Coleman, Eric Dolphy, Yusuf Lateef, John Coltrane, Cecil Taylor, and many others, too many to name right now, moved away from using the harmonic structures to create form and as a design to move through the music contrafactum, they investigate how intervals worked and the relationship of intervals. And of course, there's only six intervals, but the relationships between them are varied and fascinating and even have their own rasa, their own aesthetic quality to them, which is a term that's used in Indian music. So this is similar, which has to do with the coloration of a raga, the emotional color of it. So a minor third has a different feeling than a major third, for example. And if you go up a major minor third, it's different than if you go down a minor third. Ragas are designed the same kind of way. Ragas are more than a scale, but they're less than a fixed composition. And this area that gives an idea of shapes and is set up to elicit a certain kind of feeling that it's like a topic of conversation that the musicians can bring forth and amplify and bring their interpretation to. That's what you want. So you need to guide it's almost like the way in the liner notes, I love it. Sean mentioned Robert Altman, the way he would maybe in his directing his movies, or Fellini did this too. What I do sometimes is I say, okay, this is the topic of conversation, a hexatonic symmetric scale, series of scales, what Oliver Messiaen called modes of limited transposition. So we're all going to talk about this, but what you're going to say as maybe somebody who has a background in rock guitar and somebody whose background is in North Indian classical music, or somebody whose background is in Western classical music or so-called jazz, what everybody can say about that topic is going to be up to them. It has to do with the dialogue and also me, by the way, myself as the conductor, how I might orchestrate around with the whole orchestra around that topic. And the topic, that's a technical topic, but it also has a feeling aspect to it as well. Now, at the same time, I compose Western notated, I call them etudes, pieces, solos or duos that we can also intersperse and cue into the music to be played by some of the performers also. So all of these elements, like I said, it has to do with the relationship. So the score, but the idea, my goal of the score is to not have a score. To have the least, when musicians are looking at paper, there's some way that it affects the mind. You know, even Thelonious Monk, Yusuf Lateef told me that he taught all of his musicians to play his pieces. He didn't let them look at the music. He made them learn it by ear.
Right.
That's how Don Cherry taught me all these Ornette Coleman compositions. He never gave me the music. He taught them to me by ear. And then it goes into your body in another way like that.
You're quoted as saying of this release, "The album feels like the culmination of everything I've been reaching for in my creative pursuits." What is it?
Well, the easy answer for me is that to say, listen to the music and you can hear it in there. And also, it's funny, you know, I look at it at that moment, it was a culmination. But of course, as soon as we get off this call, I'm heading over to the studio to mix my next record. So I'm obviously not done. But I think it was I feel like there was a certain really beautiful integration and fullness of expression of a lot of the integration of these elements that I've been looking for. And to put it another way, I would say it's a culmination because it's a beautiful yogic expression that really, for me, fulfills what I seek in all of the projects I do, which is when I say yogic. So yoga, of course, refers to the limbs and the relationship of those limbs. And what are they? They're body, mind, and spirit. I feel like the music has the rendering of the rhythms that I compose, because I do compose the rhythms, were so beautifully rendered by the musicians on the record. There's too many for me to list all 40 of them, but they played it with such beautiful feeling and groove that a person can dance to this music, right? I can dance to it. I have to be able to dance to it when I'm working on it. Otherwise, it doesn't pass muster. The ones that are, and abstract dance too. Okay. Then there's the mind. So the music for me is fascinating. It has to be fascinating. Every time I listen to it, I can hear something, because it's not just a product of my mind. I mean, it's sort of my overarching compositional concept, but I hear things and relationships and dialogues that are fascinating to me. So, and I hope for the audience too, anybody who listens to it. So the mind part, the fascination, the interest, the curiosity, that's there. And then, of course, maybe most important, but certainly very important, is the spirit. So what does spirit mean? Well, of course, we're all born spiritual. We learn religion without going into a whole conversation of what that is. Let's just call it the feeling aspect for now. And so the music succeeded for me because the feeling that the musicians brought to it, the expression, was deep, was soulful, was sincere, came from the heart. So those three elements orbiting around together, that's what I say about a culmination of things that I've been looking for. And of course, to have that manifest with 40 musicians, I recently released a trio record and a solo record. That's one thing. But to actually have that many musicians with that many diverse voices and the kind of beautiful diversity of voices and range of voices, people coming from all these different cultures, not just India, but Morocco and Brazil and Japan and more, is to have that resonating, and then resonating together. Even while there's the diversity, there's also this unison of the sound of Ragmala, of Go Organic Orchestra and Brooklyn Raga Massive. And so there's this togetherness, the unison, the diversity within the unison. So that's why I feel like this was a culmination. Although, as I said, the culmination is going to be the concert November 2nd. There's always the next culmination. It's not like we're going downhill or anything like that. But in fact, I'm so looking forward to the concert on November 2nd, because what are we going to do next? I don't perform. You asked earlier about the audience. We're not coming to the Hudson Theater to render the music from the recording. We will play and reference those recordings, some of those compositions, but how we're going to interpret it and how it's going to manifest in the moment is going to be completely unique to that moment. It's going to be invented fresh in that moment. So that's the spirit, that's the philosophy that informs and infuses the music that we do. And that's what makes it alive and exciting and makes me interested in doing it. So we're looking forward to November 2nd, very much so.
My guest has been Adam Rudolph, who will lead his own Go Organic Orchestra and the musicians of Brooklyn Raga Massive in a performance at Hudson Hall, 327 Warren Street in Hudson, New York, on Saturday, November 2nd. The performance begins at 7 p.m. The new release by Go Organic Orchestra and Brooklyn Raga Massive is called Ragmala, a Garland of Ragas on Meta Records. For more information on the performance, hudsonhall.org. And folks, if you enjoyed that interview and so much more here at WGXC, support us. This is the last day of our fall pledge drive, and we're looking for like 8 more people because we're looking for 50 sustaining donors every month, and you can be one of them. What we heard was an interview with Adam Rudolph. He'll be performing, as he said, at Hudson Hall, 327 Warren Street, this Saturday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. It's his Go Organic Orchestra and the Brooklyn Raga Massive. Now, if you would like to become a sustaining donor, and at $10 minimum, I have the release here. Ragmala, a Garland of Ragas. This is on Meta Records. It's a two CD set, and it can be yours. 518-697-7400 or online at WGXC.org. Sustaining donor, $10 minimum. The CD's yours. And the mailing will be on me. I'll mail it out. For more information on percussionist and composer and visionary Adam Rudolph, you can visit the website Meta Records. That's metarecords.com, metarecords.com. For more information on Adam Rudolph and the Go Organic Orchestra and so much more about him. Folks, we're getting ready for the 5 o'clock news here at WGXC. Make your pledge of support, pennies a day for community creative radio in Greene and Columbia counties and all around the world. WGXC.org/donate, 518-697-7400, or mail in your support to WGXC, care of Wave Farm, P.O. Box 13, Accra, New York, 12405. Five one eight six nine seven 7400, supporting me and my fellow programmers, new programmers who've been introduced to community radio, and having the freedom to express themselves through music, through talk, transmission arts, soundscapes. 518-697-7400. We're supported by you and you alone. We do some grants here and there, but it's nice to hear from you at this time when we ask for your support. WGXC.org/donate. If you haven't gone to our website lately, it's new, WGXC.org. You hear me during the Jazz Disturbance on Sundays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. reading from the calendar. You can view our schedule at WGXC.org. You can find out local news. So many of you tell us you appreciate us being here, picking up where others have left off with local happenings. Show your support now. This is the last day of the WGXC Fall 2019 Community Collaborators On Air Pledge Drive. Do it now. 518-697-7400 and online at WGXC.org/donate. Getting ready for the news at the top of the hour.
Hello, this is Matthew Tombers, and you're listening to WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
I just heard some terrible news, honey.
What's that, dear?
WGXC is going off the air.
Oh, no, they didn't get my donation of 45 cents and a cup of old coffee.
Ah, well, you can go to the website, wavefarm.org or WGXC.org, and give them a donation. You can do it monthly, online, by check. You can even give them your stocks.
Oh, I'm not giving them my stocks, honey. My Apple stock just went up.
Oh, you love that Apple stock.
Oh, and I love apples and peaches from the orchards of the Hudson Valley.
Oh, boy.
Now, I want to talk to you about something that matters a lot to me. Not only do I have a weekly show here on WGXC, I'm a sustaining monthly supporter. Why did I make the choice to commit to this station? Well, it's like the variety that we have here for people to listen to. We have local news. We put out a high priority on the news of Columbia and Greene counties and the support in the surrounding regions. We now broadcast two full 60-minute locally produced newscasts at 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. News headlines air weekdays at 9 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, 2 p.m., 4 p.m., and 5 p.m. Of course, we have music. Our music programs offer jazz, classical, hip-hop, psychedelic, folk, rock and roll, electronic, world music, Irish music, black metal, classic country, and much more. There's also transmission arts and experimental sound. WGXC is the only station in the country with a mission to air creative sounds and transmission arts. 7 days a week, WGXC's new schedule commits increased daytime hours to accessible sound and transmission art and entertaining experimental music. We have syndicated programs, Democracy Now! And other Pacifica programs, including Law and Disorder, Background Briefing, and others. Other program topics include health and wellness, local arts, politics, and public affairs. Local interview programs are brought to the foreground during expanded morning and afternoon drive time programs, and evening programming features live performance from near and far. So we're kind of like a global station and a very local station at the same time. Keep WGXE Community Radio there for you. Go online now at WGXE.org and click on Donate. Or you can call now at 518-697-7400 to make a tax-deductible investment in WGXE, listener-supported radio for open ears.
From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Catskill Planning Board Chairman Joseph Izzo said the Catskill Planning Board could vote November 5th on a proposed battery storage project. The proposal, made by GlidePath, was the subject of a recent public hearing. GlidePath is an Illinois-based alternative energy company, and it is seeking a permit to site 40 battery storage containers on 10 acres near the intersection of Route 9W and Route 23. The lithium-ion batteries will supply 20 megawatts of power. The batteries will be monitored 24/7 by the company, and they are always charging or discharging. Izzo is unsure if any special conditions will be placed on the project. Any special conditions will be discussed by the board and voted on before the project as a whole is decided. GlidePath Director of Development Aaron Hazen said last month, battery storage projects are a critical aspect to meeting Governor Andrew Cuomo's goal of the state becoming 50% to 70% dependent on renewable energy by 2030. Hazen said, and I quote, "This is a chance for Catskill to be leading the way," end quote. GlidePath has battery storage projects in Illinois and Pennsylvania and one under construction in Texas. If the project is approved, GlidePath hopes to begin construction in 2021. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Hudson Board of Education at two recent meetings discussed implementation of the Advanced Via Individual Determination, or AVID, college preparation technique being utilized in the district. AVID has now reached all fifth graders and a group of seventh graders this year. Superintendent Maria Stottermeyer said, with AVID, and I quote, "Teachers can still teach in their individual way, but the material is the same," end quote, across grade levels. All students get lessons in the same skills, knowledge, and organizational techniques. AVID students in all grades have a loose-leaf binder organized the same way with the same color tab for each subject. The binders are checked and graded once a week. The district has enrolled the help of 11th and 12th grade students to help individual 7th graders in the AVID program with academic problems twice a week. Mark Brenneman, principal of Montgomery C. Smith Elementary School, said that AVID, and I quote, "brings us together as a district," end quote, with the same expectation in all classes. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Vivian Wang is reporting for the New York Times on the latest installment of the battle over third parties in New York. Jay Jacobs, the chairman of the state Democratic Party, recently disclosed a plan that would essentially neuter the power of most third parties by increasing the number of votes that a party needs in order to guarantee a place on the ballot in the next election. Currently, 50,000 votes are required for a party's gubernatorial candidate to qualify for a place on the ballot. Jacobs is now proposing that number be increased to 250,000. Nearly every minor party has fallen short of collecting 250,000 votes, Wang writes, including the Working Families Party. Only the Conservative Party has been able to surpass the 250,000 vote mark in recent years. Under Jacobs' rule, a candidate would be able to run on both the Conservative and Republican lines, while a Liberal candidate would have only the Democratic line available. Jacobs, an Andrew Cuomo appointee, said that his proposal was intended to reduce voter confusion and rooting out corruption among fake parties that trade ballot lines for political favors. Over the past few months, Jacobs has all but declared war on third parties, advancing multiple proposals to ban them. The dispute is also the most recent front in the feud between Cuomo and leftist activists and politicians who characterize the governor and his allies as centrist. And you can read the full story in the New York Times. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential that beginning next year, state-chartered banks will be required to promote New York's consumer hotline number. The mandate was approved in June by state lawmakers and signed into law October 29th by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo. The law is specifically designed to provide an outlet for dissatisfied consumers to assist in situations where there is a language barrier. The requirement takes effect in 120 days. The toll-free consumer hotline is maintained by the State Department of Financial Services. And you can read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grimm. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Welcome to the better weather. The rain is here, folks, and it isn't leaving. It will weaken around noon, but will get heavier around trick-or-treat time. The wind will be picking up this afternoon, too, with gusts over 30 miles per hour. Be sure to bring umbrellas, jackets, and maybe reconsider makeup options for the little ones. Temperatures will be moderate today, starting at 60 and reaching 68 by 2 p.m. Overnight temperatures will fall back down to the low 50s. Rain will end by dawn, and tomorrow will be windy with a high of only 54. Here's a new stat we're going to phase in. Snow's closest reach is 450 miles away. Over on the river, high tides will be at 5:45 a.m. and at 6:08 p.m. Low tides will be at 12:03 a.m. and at 12:11 p.m. Water temperature will be 53 degrees. Looking way up, we see a conjunction of Jupiter and the crescent moon after sundown. Six near-Earth objects are on their way for today and tomorrow. The closest one splits the distance between the moon and the Earth and is 17 meters wide. Current solar wind speed is 423 kilometers per second at 12.6 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4. Unsettled. Trick or treat! If you don't want to contribute to gingivitis or the obesity epidemic, consider instead donating to the community's future. WGXE is a brick in that future's foundation. All you have to do is call 518-697-7400 or do it online at wgxe.org/donate.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of E-Team of Sunnyside, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support. And you are in tune to WGXC, Acra, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. a creative community radio station based in New York's Green and Columbia counties. Hands-on access and participation activate WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. We broadcast from Hudson, Catskill, and Acre, New York. I'm Cheryl Kay, sitting in on the Thursday WGXC afternoon show as Mr. DiPietro and Ms. Thurston are away for a time. But I'm here, and you're here, and we are, as I have said, so close to our goal of 50 sustaining supporters. We're looking for 50 each month to keep us going here at WGXC.org. Make your pledge of support on the last day of our pledge drive, WGXC.org/donate, 518-697-7400. And you can mail in your support to WGXC, care of Wave Farm, P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. It's a great time to support community radio. As I said earlier, so many other choices that you once had for local news have disappeared. We're still here, and we'd like to keep being here with your support, with your contributions at WGXC.org/donate. For pennies a day, you get to hear the weather, the better weather. You can hear about any road closings, school closings during bad weather, things to avoid in the roadway. And as you heard in the last half hour, I said, if you would like the CD Ragmala, A Garland of Ragas by the Go Organic Orchestra and Brooklyn Raga Massive, I still got it. Become a sustaining member for a minimum of $10, and I will mail this out to you. This group will be performing at Hudson Hall this Saturday evening at 7 p.m. Now, if you'd like more information about it, hudsonhall.org. As I said, I'm here until 6 p.m. holding down the fort. We'll get to some music in just a bit, but I'd like to hear from you and you and you. WGXC.org/donate, 518-697-7400. If my voice sounds familiar to you, yes, I am the Cheryl Kay on Sundays, most Sundays, except the fourth Sunday, with the Jazz Disturbance from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And at this point, you'd probably like to just keep me on Sundays. That's fine. That's fine. I'll stay in my place on Sundays. I'm just here helping out. And you can help out. WGXC.org/donate.
We'll be right back. not drive a great big Cadillac. Against the white walls, TV antennas in the back. You may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you got. Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean, gangster white walls, TV antennas in the back. You may not have a car at all. And sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you've got. Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, gangs the white. In the back, you may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Diamond in the back, sun rooftop, digging the scene. Diamond in the back, sun rooftop, big in the scene with a gangster lane.
Thank you.
That's Lucinda Williams in the background with saxophonist Charles Lloyd from the release Varnish Gardens on Blue Note Records.
Come fill me up with ecstasy. Unbound my feet, untie my wrist, come into my world.
To the tune Unsuffer Me, Bill Frisell and Greg Leitz on guitars, Ruben Rogers on bass, Eric Harlan on drums. Before that, we heard from William Devon with Be Thankful for What You Got, and we sure are here at WGXC at 25 minutes past 5. We're here till 6 p.m. during the last day of our pledge drive. And we started that set off with a group call themselves the Mystic Moods with Cosmic Sea. 518-697-7400. Yeah, and I know most of you do it online. Keep doing it. WGXC.org/donate. So close to the goal. We started 2 weeks ago looking for 50 of you to become sustaining supporters. We're almost there. We need like maybe at this point, probably five or six people. So be that one. WGXC.org. As you know, the station earlier this year adopted a new station slogan, Radio for Open Ears. 7 days a week, WGXC's schedule commits increased daytime hours to accessible sound and transmission art and entertaining experimental music. Local interview programs are brought to the foreground during expanded morning and afternoon drive time programs and evening programming featuring live performance from near and far. WGXC.org/donate. Come February of 2020, it'll be 9 years that we've been with you and we'd like to stay with you. Remember, folks, as we've been saying, our tower license is coming to an end next year and we want to be able to say, yes, we can renew because, yes, we've got the money to do it. It's all about the money. WGXC.org. And of course, about the love. Love, of course. WGXC.org/donate. Average supporter contributes about $14.44 a month. Become part of that group. that keeps community radio on the air. 518-697-7400 and online at wgxc.org/donate. You know we appreciate it. We hear you. We hear your feedback. We give you the opportunity to leave a 3-minute recorded message for broadcast. I'll give you the number if you'd like to. 518-291-9492. If you ever want to leave a message, you can contact us at info@wgxc.org. It's a good place to start. And to leave feedback for us, you can do it at feedback@wgxc.org. However way you want to do it. FM on your radio dial, wavefarm.org/listen, and we're available on the TuneIn and Wavefarm Radio app on your smartphone.
Barry White, and I know I had to hold you and make you mine. Now, I don't want to control you, I just want to have a good time. I'm in ecstasy when you're laying down next to me, listening to WGXC. Oh, no, no, it's ecstasy, yeah, when you are laying down next to me, listening to WGXC 90.7, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, This is so right for you and for me. This WGXC.
It may not be a concrete wall as Trump has promised, but the administration is moving on with the construction of barriers at the U.S. southern border and reinforcing the dilapidated existing fence. The president insisted on Monday that the border wall will be built despite the Democrats' efforts to block the effort.
We are securing the border like it hasn't been before. And when the wall is built, and it's moving rapidly right now, it's moving very rapidly, the lawsuit wins, the legal wins, we've won a lot. And we've won a lot in the courts over the last year.
Hey, before we get started, I just want to give a special shout out to all of our viewers watching from the Colorado-Mexico border. Guys, hola. Hola, dude.
New Mexico, which I think we're going to win. You know why we're going to win New Mexico? Because they want safety on their border, and they didn't have it. And we're building a wall on the border of New Mexico, and we're building a wall in Colorado. We're building a beautiful wall, a big one that really works, that you can't get over, you can't get under. And we're building a wall in Texas.
our case, we're trying to change that into some cash. 518-697-7400, WGXC.org/donate. This is Cheryl Kay at 20 minutes before 6 o'clock on the Thursday WGXC afternoon show, filling in, doing my part, asking you to do yours. WGXC.org/donate and 518-697-7400. And for those of you who would like to mail in your support, WGXC, care of Wave Farm, P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. And if you ever feel that you'd like to visit our studio, we're here 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Just ring-a-ding-ding, because now we have a doorbell, at 369 Warren Street. So that's on 4th and Warren Street. We're diagonally across from the post office, and you can see where we hide out most of the time.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious